How's it going, everyone? And welcome to a rare and new episode of There Will Be News. Today, I want to talk about something that's been on my mind recently, which is what's going on with marketing? Because recently, I've had several films that I've seen that I really liked, but I couldn't help but walk away feeling a little disappointed by the film because of how the film was marketed to me. What I mean by that is the trailer sold me on one thing, and then when I actually got the film turned out to be something completely different. And even though what the film was actually quite good, I feel a little cheated in the long run. And the three films in particular that I'm talking about is Monkey Man, Civil War, and Abigail. Monkey Man was sold to me as a Bollywood-inspired John Wick-style film, and that's not what the movie actually was. It was more akin to Kill Bill. It was a more of a slow, methodical revenge thriller rather than the high-octane action thriller that John Wick was. Then we had Civil War. Civil War was sold as more of like a war epic, when in reality it's more of a small, personal look at the consequences of war rather than the war itself. And then we had Abigail. Abigail had a large mystery element to it, which is very clear within the film that the filmmakers wanted the audience to actually go on this journey with the characters of the film of finding out who is Abigail, what her deal is. But unfortunately, the marketing already told us that she was a vampire. And so when that twist happens in the film, it loses a lot of impact because I've spent the first 45 minutes of that film waiting for the characters to catch up with me, which I couldn't help but feel like diluted the cinematic experience of watching it, which makes me just wonder, why do marketing departments not seem to think that they can just rely on film to be sold on its own merits? It almost seems like they need to trick people into coming to the theater to see it because they're just so keen on that opening weekend. And we've seen much more egregious examples of this throughout. I mean, actually, in recent times, I think back to the Marvels during their horrible marketing campaign where they try to make it out like the villain of that film, which is one of the worst developed villains in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but they wanted to make it seem like she was somehow connected to Thanos in order to make people think that this film actually was very quintessential to the overall universe, when in reality, it was a fun, lighthearted, almost sitcom-y contribution, if I can say that word, to the MCU rather than actually being part of the grander scheme. But yeah, once again, they tried to make it out like this film had a higher purpose than it actually had because they didn't think people were going to come on its own merits. And I really wonder why that is. Because in recent years, I've been noticing that it seems like films that are marketed honestly tend to be the films that do better than others. In fact, a film that came out recently this year, which I believe is actually one of the highest grossing films so far of this year, yes, Godzilla X Kong is currently the second highest grossing film of the year, coming up just under $500 million. That film was marketed perfectly. What did they try to sell us on? They showed us Dan Stevens being over the top. They showed Godzilla with his Infinity Gauntlet punching a giant lizard, which was Godzilla, and then them teaming up to fight another giant lizard and another big monkey. So we had big monkey, big lizard, fighting big monkey, big lizard. That's what they marketed and that's what they gave us. And it was dumb, but it was fun. And we had a great time. And clearly, financially speaking, it paid off. Same thing with Kung Fu Panda 4. It sold it as another Kung Fu Panda movie. And frankly speaking, they gave us exactly what was marketed, and therefore, it paid off in the end. And now it's sitting at $482 million in worldwide box office, which is fantastic. And frankly speaking, number one grossing film of the year, Dune Part 2, sitting just under $700 million, is also a film that I felt like was marketed very well. And my whole theory that if you market a film properly, it will pay off well, is only more validated by the fact that the fourth highest grossing film this year was Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, which comes almost $300 million under the third place film at $177 million. And Ghostbusters Frozen Empire was definitely sold as a much different film than we got in the actual product. They made it out like the actual coming in of the frozen spikes and like the new ice age and all that stuff was going to be the whole film, and they had to figure it out during the film. That comes in the last 15 minutes of the film. The actual majority of the film is a bunch of side quests and the main character having a relationship with a ghost that is really weird and really kind of like takes that character in a direction that makes no sense for the character. The point being is that that film was not marketed well, and there were at least six shots in the trailer that never ended up in the actual film. And what happens? As I said, you look at Kung Fu Panda 4, sold to us in an honest way, $482 million, number three spot of the year so far. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, $177 million. More than $300 million less, and they tried to trick us into seeing that film. Which, I don't know why marketing departments are so keen on thinking that opening weekends are the be-all end-all. We have seen time and time again that what actually makes a film is not its opening weekend, as far as financially speaking is what I'm saying. It is word of mouth and its legs. And by legs, I mean how long it can stay in theaters and bring audiences back in to see it multiple times. One of the biggest box office successes of last year that was a surprise to everyone was the film Elemental. Elemental had an abysmal opening weekend because nobody had faith in Pixar at that point because, you know, the reign of Bob Chapek made it very clear that Disney did not believe in animation anymore, and they put all of their animation films onto Disney Plus. So many people were conditioned to think that, okay, well, I'm just going to wait for it to go on Disney Plus because animation is not that good. But then when they released it in theaters, it had a bad opening weekend. Everybody kept saying, wait, no, go see this film in theaters because it's actually really good. And it ended up being one of the biggest surprise successes of the year. In fact, I finally got to see it, and my girlfriend and I watched it together. We unfortunately were forced to wait until we saw it at home when it was on Disney Plus. But when we watched it, we loved it. And we both looked at each other and said, God, I wish I saw that in theaters because that was fantastic. And that is what makes a good movie. It's not tricking people into thinking they're going to get a film and hoping that you recoup their losses in the opening weekend, especially if you actually have a good film, which, by the way, Monkey Man, Civil War, and Abigail are all really good movies. They're just marketed bad, and they should be able to stand on their own merits. So I would hope that looking at films like Barbie, like I said, Godzilla X Kong, which was marketed very well, Oppenheimer, where they gave us exactly what the film was going to be about. In fact, Barbie had probably one of the best marketing campaigns that I've seen for a while. That tagline of, hey, if you love Barbie, you're going to love this film. And if you hate Barbie, you're going to love this film, was a great tagline and also was an accurate representation of what the film was going to be. And I think that had to play into the success of the film because people knew what they were going to get and they were happy with the fact that they came in expecting something and they got what they expected. I remember a couple of years ago, I saw a film, I can't remember what the name was, but it was basically like zombie Nazis. I can't remember the name, but I remember walking out of that theater after seeing that film and not particularly loving the film. I liked it. You know, I liked it, but I didn't love it. But the thing that I appreciated about it was it really gave me exactly what was marketed. It told me what I was going to get, and then I got it, and I was happy about that. But films like, for instance, The Meg 2, which was my least favorite film of the previous year, where they sold us on this idea of like there are multiple megalodons running around, but every scene with the megalodons is in the trailer and the majority of the film is just the boring human characters. That's what pisses audiences off. And I feel like marketing departments don't realize that when you sell us on a product and we go to buy said product, hence your film, and then the film turns out to be something completely different, word of mouth kills you because everyone goes around saying like, hey, no, this movie sucks. Whatever the advertisement said doesn't look good. And then you see major drop-offs going into the next week. Whereas the true successful films are films that are able to stand on their own. And it's just disappointing that films like Abigail, which I honestly believe that if they kept the mystery element of the film, of us trying to figure out what's the deal with Abigail, and then us discovering that she's a vampire with the characters, would have just heightened the cinematic experience. But unfortunately, that got ruined for us. I really think that if people went into Civil War expecting a more grounded look at journalism and its part that it plays within, you know, the war and times of tribulation, I think that would have done it a lot better, because a lot of people were just expecting this to be a very highly political film that validated their personal beliefs on one side of the political spectrum or the other, and now they're disappointed because they didn't do either of that. And similar to Monkey Man, if people were sold on the fact that this was more of a character study akin to Kill Bill rather than a high-octane action film like John Wick, once again, people have gone in with reasonable expectations and left satisfied. And I don't know why studios still seem to think that they can't just sell a film on its own merit, and why they need to trick audiences into coming into their films. But I hope the trend of how films are successful nowadays and how the box office results are playing out, studios will just learn that maybe what you need to do is sell this film on its own merits and not against it. Just tell us what we're going to get. And that's better for the studios in the long run, because if they can sell a film on what it is, and let's just say it tanks, that sucks. But at least they know now, okay, well, audiences clearly don't want to come out for this type of film. I mean, if you false advertise a film and then it fails in the box office, you have a lot of excuses you can fall back on, which is that, well, audience didn't know what they were getting, maybe they're not interested in the marketing, but the film itself could have been a success. If you just honestly market a film, you'll know what the trend is that general audiences are going towards, and you can gear your business towards that, rather than just trying to trick them into going into the film, and then trying to ask yourself later, was it the filmmaking? Was it the film, or was it the marketing? Just be honest about it, and then we as the audience will let you know how we feel about the films in the long run, and we do that with our money. If our money does not show up and you sold us a product honestly, you know that we're just not interested in that product. Whereas if you try to trick us, how do you know that the reason why the film wasn't a success is because we were just not interested in the ploy you were giving us? That's all I have to say. So I really hope that marketing departments take note of the trends happening lately, and we no longer have films ruined because important plot points are ruined within the marketing, and we can enjoy films as a whole rather than how they are sold to us. So those are my thoughts on the current state of marketing. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode of There Will Be Reviews. Yes, it's not what I normally do, but it's just something that was on my mind. I wanted to take a moment to kind of discuss it right here. So hope you enjoyed it. And if you did enjoy it, please download this episode and share it with your friends. It gets us higher up in the algorithm and other people get suggested to this feed. So I would really appreciate that. Thank you guys so much. I got a ton more regular reviews coming out shortly, you know, my usual content. So don't worry, I'm not being scarce for that kind of stuff. So I have more of that coming out for you very soon. Thank you very much. Hope you enjoyed this. Have yourself a wonderful day. And always remember, no matter what happens, there will be reviews. Have a good night.